All right, don't adjust your microphone. Don't adjust your TV sets. This is Gun Talk Nation. It's KJ filling in for the much more handsome Ryan Gresham. And today, you know, there's few guys out in the, I guess, the social webs and the interwebs that you just have to pay attention to. And that's one of our guests today. And today's Gun Talk Nation is brought to you by Savage Arms. You know them. Yeah. They launched a new a bolt gun that's actually pretty sweet. If you haven't checked it out, head over to savagearms.com and give them a look. And Timney Triggers. Yeah. They also launched a new one, and it's the competition Glock trigger. So check them out as well. But today's guest, I'm kind of going to fanboy out on you guys, and we're going to learn more about him. But Johnny B joins the show today. Johnny, welcome in.
AJ, thanks so much for having me. If you were fanboying over me, you need to adjust your expectations, lower your expectations. It's just little old me, but I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much, man.
Well, and one of the great things, of all the bad that social media does for us, it does give us a little glimpse inside the sometimes dark and twisted mind of characters. And I would say that you're more than a character. You're just flat out entertaining and so knowledgeable. Give us the secrets, man. I need to liven my life up. What's the secret?
I've never been called knowledgeable in my entire life. I'm an idiot that makes videos in my garage in Appalachia, and you're calling me knowledgeable. The only thing I'm knowledgeable about is the menu at my favorite restaurant here in Appalachia and memes. So if you want to know useless movie trivia from the 90s, yeah, I'm your guy. But it's a lot of fun, and I like staying plugged into what's going on. I absolutely have a passion for being plugged into this culture. As messed up as our culture is, I still enjoy it, and I love it. I believe this republic is worth saving, and I like being plugged in to what's going on in D.C. as well. On some level, I am a D.C. watchdog. I'm paying attention, and I'm absolutely I absolutely do mean that this republic is worth saving.
I couldn't agree more. And one of the things that you do it through an entertaining way. And if you haven't checked out his socials, we'll plug them throughout this show. But really, I mean, Johnny B is plugged in, and you know, a lot of guys are the watchdogs that are going to Capitol Hill every, you know, week or every time they have sessions or any time a bill comes up that they want. You're doing it through an entertaining and fun way for people to get involved. And you're getting alerted to everything.
Well, I mean, it's an honor that you say that, but I think we also need to. It's necessary. Like, I'm doing it because I enjoy it. I'm doing it because it's needed to be. People need to pay attention to what's going on. But I also think, like, we have to know what's happening, because the nitwits up there and on the state level as well will slide garbage through bills. And they'll shove the pork onto the side of the bill, what they've been doing for 200 years. And if people don't pay attention, hold them to task, get the word out. And that's the great thing about social media, and is that anyone can have a voice. And now we're at the point now where somewhere between 40 and 60% of people get 100% of their news through social media. People aren't going to Dan Rather anymore because it turns out he's a crook. And they're coming to regular old people who pay attention. And I do the same. Like, I find my news sources through YouTube and social media bloggers and Instagram guys. And I find it. I read it. I'm like, holy crap, this can't be real. And then I jump on the DuckDuckGo. And yeah, it's real. So it's not just that I'm a news source, which I'm not. It's I'm just pointing people towards the stories. And then they can go research with quote-unquote credible sources themselves. But I think it's important. Again, I do think this is a critical time in our history. It's a critical time in all of our lives because it is pivotal. And I don't think I'm making that up. I don't think this is, I'm exactly, we landed on the moon kind of news. It is a critical time. Everybody knows that. And I think it is an honor to have a small voice in social media and be able to point people in the right direction, I hope.
Well, I think that's a great point. I mean, getting people headed in the right direction and making them aware, because believe it or not, there are people who have given up on the news completely and have shut themselves down and said, I cannot stand to muscle through another minute of this broadcast. Like, I mean, there's just people, and I honestly, I'm one of those, and I'm one of those guys that like looks at all these news sources online and all these social content creators, and I go, where's my direction? What do I need to be tuned into? And I think, you know, as communicators, and I hope you classify yourself as one of those. That's our most important role, is alerting our masses. Like, we have reach. Like, why would you not point them in the right direction? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And
yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think too many YouTubers, and maybe I've never said this out loud before, maybe they've never put it into words, too many YouTubers see themselves as a news source. And I'm like, if you're not on the ground at the press conference, you know, just acknowledge the fact that I'm some dude in Appalachia or in Wisconsin or in Toledo doing my thing, but always point people towards the primary sources. Now, we don't trust the media. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you're left, right, liberal, indifferent, up, down. It doesn't matter. Nobody trusts the media anymore. Anybody that's plugged in understands that all media, including red media, is biased. Not just biased, but it's propaganda, and they're there to sell TV commercials. There is no other reason that they're there. And so when we can stop at the end of the day and go, you know what, the days of I'm going to date myself, but Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, those days are done and gone. And even those days back then were propaganda. So we're at the point now where, okay, we need primary sources. We need good sources. We need to know what's going on. But we also need an overview and look at multiple sources. So we're getting into a little bit of journalistic theory here. However, I do think it's a great time. Why? Because of social media.
I mean, I hear you. Just, I'm going to let you take over Gun Talk Nation for a while. But that's, you're right. So let's just, we're going to get into your background here in a second, but if you were to choose your five top locations to go to for news sources and for guys that care about the second, guys and gals that care about the Second Amendment rights and they care about having freedom of speech, where are you going to point them? If they said, hey, Johnny B, where do I need to go to find reliable news sources? What are going to be your top five locations?
I mean, I don't think this is, that's really interesting. I don't think this is revelatory, but there's nothing wrong with still going to Drudge. I go to Drudge a couple times a week, and I used to go to Drudge 15 to 50 times a day. I mean, I used to really, really, really be in a Drudge. Drudge is sold out on some level. I tell you, I'm not going to give you this clean little list of five things. For me, my Instagram feed is rocking because I follow good accounts. And it's not just one account that gets me my stuff. It's the accumulation, I don't know, it's all of them together in a big pile. It's a group of guys that produce really, really good stuff. I love DC Drano right now. I think he's a little skewed, but DC Drano is a fantastic feed on Instagram. I'm on Reddit a lot. So yeah. Drudge, my Instagram feed, Reddit, some of the subreddits on Reddit are fantastic, and you've got guys pulling sources, and then somebody will post an article, but the comment section is where it's really at, because people will be pulling primary sources. Somebody will mention, hey, you know, the Gun Control Act from the 60s, and people will pull instantly 30, 40, 50 links that you can just chase. So people are doing your homework for you. If I only could pick one, you asked me to pick five, I'm going to pick one. It would be the subreddits on Reddit that I follow. I get it that Reddit is a communist-owned and a communist-skewed pile of garbage. But on that pile of garbage, there's some good patriots that are still in there using the tool of Reddit. Reddit's a tool. It's a website. And people are still using it. And so as of right now, it may be gone next year or the year after, but I'm using Reddit all day, every day, and digging through posts from other guys and chasing my own sources.
Isn't that amazing? Like, is it not amazing? Because we will police ourselves and we find guys that are credible and that can research and are really good at researching. And I find the same thing. You go into these comment section of stories, and that's where your real gold is. Like, that's where you start mining. You mine these stories. Like, you're not sitting there, like, taking the story and reading it and going, oh, okay. And used to, and I'll date myself back when you actually read a paper. I mean, you would actually, yeah. you would sit there and you'd read the story and go, oh, that was interesting. I'll wait till the, you know, the letter to the editor comes out to see what other people have to say about that. No, these are all letter to the editors. All those comments down there are
they're gold.
Brilliant. Oh yeah.
Well, what they say about Reddit is, and we're already going to have listeners hit us and go, ah, you know, Reddit's a bunch of communists. Yeah, we get it. Reddit's a bunch of communists. We get it. They are inhibitors of freedom. They delete everybody. My buddy Brandon Herrera got his entire subreddit deleted a few weeks ago. I get it. I totally get it. So pipe down that typing. But the great thing is they say about Reddit is you go for the content, but you stay for the comments. And the comment section is amazing. There's one that I saved a while back, and I've got it, and I hold it so dear to me. Because somebody said, hey, you know, gun control this, gun control that. And there was just some random viewer, a random Redditor, that posted a diatribe of information in bullet points and sections. Every single sentence has sources, which are primary sources, and links. And it is such a good resource for me to draw from on a daily basis. And I can't believe we end up talking about Reddit this much. I get it. They're the enemy. They're big tech. They're totally against everything we are. But as of right now, I'm using them like I use Apple as a tool. Apple's an amazing tool. I'm sitting in front of an Apple MacBook and sitting in front of my Apple phone. We're on the Apple phone right now. It's a tool, and I'm using the communist tools against them.
What better way to use it? I mean, and what gets me is guys, I mean, because we'll post, you know, like deals or anything like that on our newsletters, and we have people constantly, if we put something out for Yeti or any someone who has at one time been iffy on guns, oh my gosh, the comments that we get, people.
We're worse than the left sometimes. Yes. Like, we're ready to cancel everybody. Now, on some level, I agree with some of those. I will never forgive Springfield Armory for what they did. Yes, I know we've got viewers that use Springfield tools. They use the XD. Right. They love their grip zone. If you've got a grip zone, go look in the mirror and you should feel ashamed for yourself. But they did what they did, and I will not forgive them ever. Yep. But on the other hand, I don't want to be a cancel culture person. I also think people should be allowed to do whatever they want to do. So it's kind of a tough place. There's a new bill that just came out, and we've got all these companies that are quote unquote supporting these new bills that are being proposed in D.C. And one of them, of course, is Dick's Sporting Goods, which is a total fraud because Dick's also owns Field and Stream. They're totally willing to sell guns from one of their companies, but with Dick's, they got to make all these posts. We're keeping America safe. No, you own Field and Stream, and you're part of it.
Right.
So I will not walk in the doors of Dick's Sporting Goods ever. But I don't want to cancel them. People should be able to shop anywhere they want. So it's a tough place to be, KJ, because even our listeners and viewers will get so upset and say, oh my God, you wear a pair of Levi's. Levi's is the devil. Yet they're typing that on a phone that was made in communist China in a sweatshop made literally by children.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. I find my, go ahead.
You just had a video of calling out, I mean, LeBron James.
LeBron James doing
the same thing.
Yep. I mean,
same thing. And he ain't going to say anything. We know
that. He won't say anything. So it's this duality that I feel. I feel pulled in both directions because on some level, bleepity bleep, I'll never be in Dick's ever again. F those people. But on the other hand, it's a private company and do whatever you want. So it's a tough thing to be in, especially in our industry, because I have so many people go, oh my gosh, you can't take your kids to Disney. I freaking love Disney. It's a I know what they did to Gina. People are like, oh, you got to cancel Disney Plus. Yep. No, from my cold, dead hands. You ain't getting the Mandalorian from me. They're getting $9.95 from me every month. Gladly. I'm giving those communists money right now. Gladly. You ain't getting the Mandalorian out of my hand.
It's on auto pay. I still reserve
the right. It's on auto pay, baby. I reserve the right to call them a bunch of pinko communist, socialist, American hating liberals. Here's $9. Thank y'all.
Yeah. thanks for your content.
Yep. Thank you for your content. It's awesome.
Keep
people are going to hate me for that, by the way, KG. I can't believe I just said all that. But
I mean,
because I'm supporting Disney.
Like you said, to each their own. Like, you know your value. Like, you know your values. You know what you want. But they put out a really good show. Gun Talk Nation is brought to you by Timney Triggers. Yeah. 75 years in the making. In 2021. That's a long time. That's quite a long time, actually. Timney decided to go huge this year, and they introduced the Alpha Competition trigger for your Glock firearms. Oh, yeah. It is sweet. And I'm going to just tell you this right now. I've had a lot of Glock triggers, and this possibly is the finest trigger I've put in it. Yeah, it's a competition trigger, so it's going to be light, and I think you'll like it. It's going to be a 3-pound trigger. It's got a crisp trigger break. Find out more at timneytriggers.com. Gun Talk Nation is also brought to you by Walther Arms. Oh, the sweet PDP just introduced. This is the performance duty pistol, and it's Walther's latest handgun. Yeah, it's a defensive handgun available in full and compact versions. Now, it's got the super terrain serrations. Now, it's not going to bite your hand or anything like that, but it offers you enough surface, whether you're wearing gloves or your bare hand in it. You can grip that slide, rack the slide, and get back in the fight. The PDP is available in full size and compact versions in 3 different slide lengths. And guess what? They are all interchangeable. So if you're looking for your next duty pistol or carry gun, find out more at waltherarms.com.
I know, and I try to shop local. Like, I do my part. I try to shop local. I've got a little apparel company. I have a small business. I support local. I am local. But then I use Amazon. I got viewers all the time saying, oh, Johnny, you're the devil because you use Amazon. I still use Google. I know we're not supposed to use Google for search engines. We're supposed to be on DuckDuckGo. I still do. So I feel a little bit conflicted because I say one thing and I do another. Right. Like, none of us are all the way. However, I will say clearly, KJ, I'm better than I used to be. I'm more local than I ever used to be. I shop at local gun stores more than I ever have. And so I'm trying, and I think compared to how I was, not compared to other people, but compared to how I was 5 or 10 years ago, I'm doing better. But at the end of the day, almost every shoe that I own, almost every piece of clothing was made in a Malaysian or Indonesian right. or Southeast Asian sweatshop. And people type on their phones all the time to me. They type all sorts of stuff. I get 1,000 messages a day, and it's this nonstop hate mail at me, and I love it. Like, bring it on. I love it. I love reading the hate mail. But Johnny, you support this gun company, or you support this company, and you watch this TV show, and I'm like, bro, calm down. You're typing on a phone made in China. Like,
right.
Stop it. Like,
well,
get off your high horse.
And I think it's being aware. I think I, like you said, I'm being more aware of how I do business. But some things are, you can't avoid it. Like, it is unavoidable. Like, if I want something in a day and a half, shipping wise, and it's cheaper on Amazon, I'm sorry.
Like, God, is Amazon not awesome? Like, yeah. Is Prime not awesome?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, give them all my money because it's like if I want it, like that's how we become fast food restaurants. I want it now. Like,
oh God, it's good to be an American.
It is. It's great. And
hot water. Free delivery, like just getting fat off the fat of other people's labor. Like, I get it. Like, I totally get it. And it's a challenge to be 2021's a challenge because here we sit preaching freedom and yet supporting a bunch of leftist communists from big tech California.
Yep. And where are these programs going to go out on? They're going to go out on YouTube.
I love YouTube. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. But we're using it in the right way. I think we're getting messages across. I think we're alerting people, you know, making people aware, more aware of their surroundings. But yeah, it's a frustrating balance because we do get called out, and that's fine.
We need to be called out.
We do. It keeps us honest. Yep. And let's talk about comments. Let's go there. Let's talk about the hate mails that we get. And I like it. I enjoy it. It keeps one. Those, I'd probably listen to those more than I do positive comments. And that's just me personally.
Yeah, I mean, you can always throw out the top 1% and throw out the bottom 1%. Like the glowing. Right. Okay, that doesn't help anything. It helps my ego, but it doesn't serve any purpose. But in the bottom 1%, just the vitriol, like, yeah, whatever. And anybody that's calling in my comment section all the time, guys will, and it's always dudes, they'll call for the assassination of public figures and like literal assassination. Yeah, you just delete those. The bottom 1%, get them gone. But yeah, I mean, it's it's really, really good. It's very healthy to read through these and stop and go, you know what? You know, I put my britches on one leg at a time like everybody else. And too many YouTubers with medium-sized followings who have made it into the quote-unquote full-time status. So they're working their job, they're working a career, they're paying their mortgage and feeding their families from viewership. They think their poop don't stink no more. And right. It's good to stop and go, you know what? No, back to the same point, my phone was made in communist China. I'm not some bastion of freedom. I am not John Wayne riding on a red, white, and blue horse, guns a-blazing, shouting freedom from the rafters. No, I'm just a dude who has shoes made in South Korea.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair point. It's a little bit annoying, honestly.
It is. And back to your point on the viewers with the negative comments, I think they're fantastic. Like, bring it on. I have always read the negative comments. They hurt sometimes. The ones that hurt the most are the true ones, though. Yeah. And they're like, Johnny, you just rambled for 6 minutes, and that was nonsense. This video could have been done in 26 seconds. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, but it hurts my heart.
Yeah.
And that's good, though. And that is the beauty of social media. I don't just have a voice. You don't just have a voice, KJ.
Right.
The viewers have a voice as well. Remember, the way we grew up was Dad yelling at Dan Rather on the at the TV. Yes. That's not a voice. That's your dad screaming at the TV every night at 6:30 during the news. Yeah. And we now have an opportunity to feed back to Dan Rather or whoever the current pundits are. And I think it's beautiful. Way too many YouTube guys don't read their comments. And I think it's very healthy to read and let everybody have a voice. You don't have to respond to them. No. You don't have to pin them to the top of the list, but at least go through on a regular basis. I have spent years reading 500 to 1,000 comments a day, and I probably only read maybe 600 yesterday, but it's part of the cycle and letting people have a voice.
Absolutely. And I honestly, I really like the ones that make fun of Ryan's hair. Like, those are probably my favorite.
Bring them on.
Those are a little personal, but we'll take them. We'll accept all incoming, but yeah, they keep us honest. And you know, there's been some that, you know, actually I've had people like call me, you know, they reach out to me through email, then they call me, cause I of course have to respond to them. I don't typically let much go, especially if it's directed and especially if they're right. Like, if you're right, I will freely admit it. I'm good with that. Like, I have no ego, hardly any pride, but I will absolutely 100% when you're right, you're right. And I think that's one of the big things is just being able to admit it and just being able to say, yeah.
It is, and it's tough. Like, I have flubbed things up and I've messed things up and I've had to come back the next day on YouTube and go, you know what? Like, I don't care if somebody makes a typo or a mistake or, you know, I flubbed up Bill 127 the other day and I called it 172 or something. Like, whatever. The next day, like, whatever. I'm an idiot. But it's the other ones where we're just off. Here's an example. I came at this, and I'm begging the listeners, listen to this whole, if you're going to cut me off in a minute, but at least listen to this whole situation, because there's more to it than the first part. The beginning is this. When I first got into media, I'm coming in with my own Appalachian experience, who I am, all of my background, just all the things that we are. And I said the words, like, hey, you know what? If you're a convicted felon, I'm sorry, you've lost your right to have a gun. Too bad. Don't be a felon. Don't break laws. It ain't that hard not to be a felon in good old USA. Sorry, you lost your right to own a gun. Go away. And I had a viewer, I didn't say it that harshly, but that's kind of where I was. Sorry, you lost your right to own guns. Right. Oh, well, go away. I had a viewer, and I had multiple, but there was one that came at it kindly with mercy, and he didn't send 17 pages of copied and text garbage. He just sent me an email and he's like, hey, Johnny, let me ask you a question. If these people, men and women, have paid their debt to society, and I know that's a loaded, those are loaded words. I get it.
Yes.
But just whatever, however you want to say it, they have paid the price for their decisions. If they're able to be released out of the box that we put them in, the concrete and steel box that we put people in prison, if they have paid that price, why don't they get their rights back? Why do we still, we take their time from them, 6 years, 8 years, 12 years of their life, we give them a driver's license back. We give them their freedom back. Why don't they get all of their rights? KJ, it changed. It revolutionized my thinking. And I've been on a multi-year journey thinking through this. Yes, I get it. There's other areas like violent crime, right. Sexual assault, stalking. I get all that. Those are separate conversations. But let's just take the good old-fashioned weed dealer, some kid from some university that was dealing drugs, and he got popped with a big garbage bag full of weed, like full-on felony. He went to Atlanta to the big federal work camp. 14 years later, the dude still can't get a job because he was an idiot when he was 21.
Yep.
I think that kid needs his rights back. So my point is this. I have changed because of viewers. My other point is this. Do you even hear the way I start saying things? I'm like, hey, this is a loaded question. I get it that taxpaying citizen or law-abiding citizen is loaded. That's me with my viewers sitting on my shoulder. I know the way I word things are going to be challenged nonstop. I can't say law-abiding citizen anymore without a viewer in my ear going, well, actually, you know, you're law-abiding. That just means you're a servant and you're a sheep and you're a follower. So it's a challenge, but I think it's a healthy challenge. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. And I actually remember that video and watching it. I actually watched that video twice because you had come back with a response of, you know what, I believe you read the response from the viewer about being a convicted felon and getting his rights back. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I remember thinking to myself, I was so convicted about like, no, you shouldn't have your rights back. You messed up. But then it's like, you were right. He was right. Yep.
The viewer was right in this case.
Right.
And to be clear, all felonies are not created equal.
Right.
There's a gamut. There is a continuum of badness. So I get it. Okay, if there's some dude that has touched a child, like, no, I think that dude should be not only in prison, he should be under the prison.
Yes.
And that's different than some, and that's, I'm creating a little bit of a straw man, creating a little bit of a hypothetical. Some kid that, did you even hear the way I said it, KJ?
Yep.
Some college student, there was a college student, this nice white kid. He was a nice little white kid who, from the suburbs, and he was just dealing a little weed to help make a little extra money. Give him his rights back. And then everybody nods along. It's such a rhetorical trick that I just did.
Yeah.
I think the violent situation is different. Stalkers are different. Sexual assault's different. This is a whole other conversation for smarter people than me.
Yeah. But it makes you think, and it you start thinking on a wide level, I think. And I think once you start thinking that and you get out of your own way, and let other people in. I mean, even negative comments and just questioning, like, okay, they have paid their debt to society. Should we not look at this again? Because in his example, he's absolutely right. He should have his rights back.
Give the white kid his rights back.
Yeah.
It's so easy. I even start getting tense up even when you said paid his debt to society. I even start feeling this tension. I'm like, emails are coming in. I can already hear people typing. Can we just say to the viewers and the listeners, it's complicated. There's continuums and everybody's allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But, and then the other challenge is people have experiences and people will bring anecdotal evidence to any situation. Well, pit bulls are actually really nice because I have a pit bull. And my pit bull is named Sadie, and she's so sweet, she'll only lick you. And I get it. Like, people bring their one little, my next-door neighbor, he was a violent criminal. How about this? How about can we just end this whole section with,
yes,
murder is already illegal. Writing words on paper in D.C. and at the state level and at the county level doesn't change anything. Criminals don't follow laws. We're not giving anybody their right back. If a bad person or a bad guy is willing to do harm to another person, they will find a way. And this entire conversation is predicated on words on paper. It's nonsense. Bad people will do anything they want to do because why? They are bad people. So we're not giving them their rights. They'll take whatever they want if they are takers from society. This whole conversation is messed up from the beginning. Murder is already illegal, and I think that should cover it.
I think you're right. That does cover it. Absolutely. Okay. Real quick, We're nearing the end of this podcast, and it has flown by because it's interesting.
You got me fired up, bro.
I know.
You got me fired up.
I know.
I'm already steaming. I'm ready to go. Ready to rock and roll.
Let's do it. Let's give them where they can find out more about Johnny B. And I know you, dude, your TriStar hats are great. Where can they go find those? Just give them some background.
They can, they need to watch better things. Like, nobody needs to go, like, there's better channels out there. Like, I would highly recommend not, because you will be misinformed, ill-informed, and I will waste your time. Type Johnny B into YouTube. It'll pop up. My TriStar hats are on shallnotcomply.com, but it's all in there. So Shall Not Comply is the apparel company, but I'm on most of the platforms just under Johnny B, but most of it is released on YouTube. Johnny B, it'll all pop up. Look for the moron with the egghead.
No, that is Johnny B, and I can't thank you enough for taking time out on your busy day to join us and just chat a little bit. Would love to have you on again, and I know that we have talked to you a little bit about getting you down here in New Orleans area and doing a first person defender. We'd still love to do that.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to do that. If we can work, I'm a nightmare to schedule with, but if we can work that out, yes, I'm all in on that. And then, yeah, have me on anytime. I love it. Love what you guys do and am honored to be on this podcast. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Johnny B. All right, folks. Hopefully next week we can get Ryan Gresham back in house. But for KJ, this is Gun Talk Nation. Have a great day.